Welcome, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schuss for Miriam Bas Chai and Hassan Ilan Ben Shane Tzipora. On the pasuk in Parashas Lech Lecha v'Avarecha Mevarechecha, Rabbi Akiva learns in Maseches Chulin that when the Kohanim bless the Jewish people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses the Kohanim. And so it says in the Gemara, Kos Baruch Hu Bnei Yisrael, Rabbi Yishmael Omer Lamadu Baruch Yisrael and Pia Kohanim, the Kohanim Atzim Lamadu. We see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we see that the Yisrael are blessed from the mouth of the Kohanim. But how do we know that the Kohanim themselves are blessed? So from the words Ani Avarchem, it means that Kohanim Avarchem Li Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses the Kohanim. Rabbi Akiva says no. From Vani Avarchem, we learn that Hashem is masking to the bracha that the Kohanim give the Jews. But how do you know that the Israel, that the Kohanim themselves are blessed? And then the Gemara says, I will bless those who bless you. And Mimela, when the Kohanim bless the Jews, the Israelim, the Kohanim are also blessed. So Rabbi Shmuel learns from the Pasuk, Vani Avarchem, and Rabbi Akiva learns from Vavarcha Mivarechecha. And the Gemara says, Yishmael Kohanim B'Siyakan. You want to have a simon? To remember this, that it's Rabbi Yishmael who said what he said, because Kohanim B'Siyakan. Because a Kohen helps a Kohen. What does it mean that a Kohen helps a Kohen? So here, Rabbi Yishmael brings a pasuk that says that he's a Kohen, Rabbi Yishmael. And he brings a raya from the pasuk that the Kohanim are also blessed. And elsewhere also, Rabbi Yishmael said Kahana Maseya Kahana, which it says at the beginning of the sugya there that he gave the he allowed the Kohanim to eat the fats. From the stomach of the animal. So he was matir that. And the Gemara says, you want to remember that? Because Kahana Maseya Kahana, because here also. He brings a pasuk to tell you, this is Chulin Memtes. He brings a pasuk to tell you that the Kohanim are also blessed. Bani Avarachem. The Gemara says, what does it mean, Mesayeh Kahana? What's the help? How's Rabbi Yishmael helping more than Rabbi Akiva? So if they're blessed, Lekulei Alma, the Kohanim are blessed when they do Birchas Kohanim. So why is his bracha any better than Rabbi Akiva's? So the Gemara answers, because his bracha, the Mukhala Birkas Kohanim and Makam Bracha di Israel, that he establishes Birkas Kohanim in the same place as the Bracha of the Jews. When the Kohanim bless the Jews, they're also blessed. Perish Rashi, Etzil Birkas Yisrael. The Hachi Adifa the Mashmashim is Baruch and Heni Mashar. That it's better this way because they are blessed with the rest. In other words, it's better that the Kohanim are blessed with the Jewish people, which is Shittas Rabbi Yishmael, because it's learned from the same parish as opposed to Shittas Rabbi Akiva, that they're blessed separately. They have Birkas Kohanim is one thing that they give the Jews, and then from Avarcha Mevarechecha they get a separate bracha, but it's much better to be blessed as part of the klal, like we find in brachas, that a person should always daven Loshen Rabim, Lishta Finish Bahadei Tzibura. So Lubavitcher Rebbe, in a sicha, which was a hadron on Maseches Rosh Hashanah, asked following. It says, what's the Yisod V'tam Pluktus Rabbi Shmuel of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva needs a special pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is masking to the brachas that the Kohanim bless the Jewish people. And Rabbi Shmuel, you don't need a pasuk miyuchad. It's already learned from that very same parsha. Number two, Rashi says, B'das Rabbi Shmuel Shem is Baruch and HaKohanim Im HaShaar. The Kohanim are blessed with Bnei Yisrael, B'pashtus, that they're makabel their bracha together with Bnei Yisrael. And lechora, the chiluk between Das Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva is what pasuk you learn that the Kohanim are blessed. Is it from the pasuk in the Torah that's said by the bracha of the Jewish people, or from another place? By the parsha of Birchas Kohanim from elsewhere. But l'das shneem, by the halten, that the Kohanim are mizbarech, mi'akadosh baruch hu, is a mesubav from the fact that they bless the Jewish people. Why are the Kohanim blessed by God? Because they're blessing the Jewish people. So what does it mean when Rashi says the Mashmish Mizbarchan Hemi Mashar? That they're blessed with everybody else. That they're blessed with the Jewish people. That doesn't seem to be a chiluk. The Kuli Alma, they're blessed together with the Jewish people when they make the bracha. The question is, where? What pasuk do you get it from? You get it from Vani Avarchem, you get it from Avarcha Merechacha. But even according to Rabbi Akiva, they're blessed with the rest of the Jewish people. We have to understand that. Now the chiluk of the bracha to the Kohanim is in the pasuk of Avarcha Merechacha or in the pasuk of Vani Avarchem. Hasidus explains, by explaining the difference between a bracha, that you bless Ploni, and a tefillah, that you daven for Ploni. A bracha is Russian brecha, which is a deep pit where you have water or wine, and there you draw out the water or wine. It's the mucker for the wine or the water. Bracha is Russian mavrich, hamshacha, grafting. In other words, the bracha is mamshich, et sadavri mimikoro, so you have the mucker or the mamshacha. And that's all in the Seder Shtalshalus. It's in Chassidus within the realm of the emanations. So the bracha is effective only when it already exists b'makor, and then you're mamshich it from the makor. And the raya is from Yaakov, when he blessed B'nai Yosef, he puts his right hand on Ephraim and his left on Menashe, and Yosef says to him, no, Dad, you got it all wrong, this is the Bechor, put your right hand on the Bechor and your left hand on the non-Bechor. And he says, his father refused, and he said, no, the younger brother is going to be bigger than him. It's hard to understand. Since Yaakov was blessing, what do you mean his younger brother is going to be bigger than him? Just give Menashe the bracha that he's going to be greater. The answer is that a bracha is not mechadesh, anything meikar, only it's mavrich, it's mamshich, whatever exists already in the makor. And therefore Yaakov couldn't be poil in his bracha that Menashe should be greater than Ephraim, because that's not the way it was b'makor. Mashen kein tefillah in Yana is a bakasha me akadosh baruch that Yehi Ratzon v'chayotim, is that there should be a Ratzon chadosh kolel gam dover chadosh shaloya b'makor. Tefillah is what's not, what doesn't already exist. Tefillah is yesh me'ayin, you're creating something new. And therefore, if there's a gzeir al dover lo tova, tefillah can change it. Because tefillah is l'malami seder ishtalshus, above the emanations, above what's the normal realm of how things work. However, this hakbala that a bracha is effective only if it already exists b'shorashu b'makor is shayach only in a bracha of baser v'dam. Hashem came v'rachas v'shakadosh baruch hu. That's not included at all. It's not connected at all to meditas and hakbalas, to measurements, to limits. In the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's also the mile of tefillah. And therefore it can bring an inyan chadash that wasn't in the shorash and the makor of the mizbarech. And just like it's with birchas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to in birchas kohanim. Birchas kohanim is a mitzvah, and as kohanim are blessing, b'shlichuso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and shlichu shel Adam, kemoso, the shliach of a person is like him, the shliach of the Kohanim are shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the barach of the Kohanim is the barach of the Mishalech, the barach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedemuchach, what we find in Chazal, Gabi Birchas Kohanim, Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha, why, shouldn't have Yidin didn't see us panim to Am Yisrael, they're medaktik on themselves, Kibetzad, Kizayis, they even bench for small amounts. Of course they should be no say panim. Shemuvan mizeh, that Birkas Kohanim is not like other brachos that's mamshich what's already in the makor b'seder shtalshlus. It's amshach lemala, from above what's in the normal realm of what is supposed to be emanating down, what is supposed to be coming down. And therefore you need nesius panim, maso panim, b'birkas Kohanim. Because maso panim, when there's this special favoritism, that shows that this hashpah is not nif'eles al yidei avoydes adam mitzad atzmo. And it's muvan mizeh that Birkas Kohanim is amshach lemala miseder shtalshlus. That's the maso panim. V'hainu shebe'inyan zeh, Birkas Kohanim is equal to tefillah. They are both hamshachas lemala miseder shtalshlus. And based on this, we can understand the maila, if the bracha, the Kohanim, is in the pasuk of ani avarchem and not in the pasuk of avarcha mevarechacha. The word va'ani is or atzmus ein sofu muhus, as it says in Chassidus. That is the light, the infinite light of his essence. That's Ani. And that's Moreh, that this bracha is the bracha of Hashem himself. It's a bracha l'malam you say the shasha. It says v'ani avarchem. Mashen kein v'avarchem v'varecha. Without the words, the word ani is a bracha shebebchinas ishtalshalus. And that's shot in the Gemara. Mugila the bracha kohanim b'makom bracha di Yisrael. In other words, we learn the bracha of kohanim from v'ani avarchem, that this bracha is in the same darga as the bracha li Yisrael. And the bracha li Yisrael is from v'ani. So to the bracha of kohanim is going to be from v'ani. Birkas Kohanim is b'shlichas shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's a bracha from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and va'ani avarchem, and I will also bless the Kohanim in the same targ of Birkas Yisrael. That it's going to be l'malam yisedir ishtal shalus. Mashen kein l'meidim ha'bracha from va'avarchem v'rechacha. So this bracha is in a lower darga, and it's a bracha b'chinas ishtal shalus. There's no ani. Aber medar freshtein. Also va'avarchem v'rechacha is the bracha of Hakadosh Baruch Hu himself. So how is it possible to say Shaladas Rabbi Akiva, who learns Bracha LaKohanim Varacha Mivarechacha, it's only a Bracha Shebebchinas Ishtalshalus? So it doesn't say Ani Beferish, but it's understood. Varacha, I will bless those who bless you. From who? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's Mukhrach, we have to say that there's another Hochacha, that this Bracha that Shiglashvishitas Rabbi Yishmael, the bracha is a higher bracha, as hopefully we are going to see. So in order to understand this, we have to be makdim what it says in the Gemara at the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah and the Mishnah. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer, this is Lamed Gimel Lamed Bey Lamed Hey Lamed Beis. So that's the Siyum of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, and the Mishnah is on Lamed Gimel Lamed Hey Lamed Aleph. The Mishnah is on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Rabbi Gamliel Oimer, Shliach Tzibur Motzi Es Harab Midei Chovasan. A Shliach Tzibur is Motzi the Rabbim Midei Chovasan Betfilas Musaf Shal Rosh Hashanah. Or Rabbi Shimon Chasida Poitur Rabbi Gamliel Afilu Am Shebesados. Rabbi Shimon Chasida says that Rabbi Gamliel even patter the people in the fields. And it's Pasha and Hani the Kami Hacha, those that are here. So that's the Koch Shli of Tzibur Rosh Hashanah. Frak the Gemara, Adarab, Hani Anisi, Ani Lo Anisi. What are you talking about? These are honest, these aren't honest. Meaning the Am Shebesados, they're honest. So they need this, the Ptur of the Chazan. But the people who are here, they don't need it. They're not honest. Let them daven themselves. So the people who didn't make it to the shul, they're honest, but the people who made it, they should daven themselves. And it brings a riot. Tani Abba Reid Rebbe Yam Ben Barachia. Am Shel Chorei Kohanim Imachal Bracha. The people behind the Kohanim are not included in the Bracha. Rashi says, "Val Bisham Shebesod Bechal Bracha." Even though Am Shebesod are within the Bracha, Hani the Matzil Mesa Kami Kohanim Vifid Kohanim Elam Yevarachum Veim Lo Boi Imachal Bracha. Those who could come before the Kohanim and don't, they are Chorei Kohanim. They're not going to get the Bracha. So it's the same thing. Just like by Birkas Kohanim, if they're not honest, then they don't get the Bracha. They have to do what they can do. They have to stand in front of the Kohanim, not behind them. So too, the people who are here should daven, and only he's not only patting the people who are patting the Am Shebesadus. It's like Berachas Kohanim, the Kohanim, God bless the Am Shebesadus. They bless the Am Shebesadus. They're honest, but the people who are here aren't honest. They don't get the bracha. So to by tefillah, the people who are here should do it themselves. Only the people who aren't here should be yotze. Elik Yosef and Yaakov read the Amar of Shimon Chassid Lo Pater Ben Gamliel El Am Shebesadus. Only Am Shebesadus are pater. Only those who couldn't make it to shul are pater from Tefillas Musaf Roshana. My time. What's the reason? Mishum Dan Nisi B'Malacha. Because they're honest. Aval Beir Lo, but not in the city. Because in the city they're not honest. They should make it to the tefillah on their own. So according to this, we understand the raya of the Gemara in Birchas Kohanim Tefillah. The Gemara is telling to Birchas Kohanim Tefillah. So it's not only in this that we find it. Sada Shavim Shnei Anyanim Shonim Kim Be'etzim Shavim Aim. They're Be'etzim equal. Shnei Anyanim of Tefillah and Birchas Kohanim B'Tochnam are Eratzon Chodesh Maspanim B'Din. They're both mamshich l'malam yisedir ishtalshalus, just like tefillah is malam yisedir ishtalshalus, and birchas kohanim is malam yisedir ishtalshalus. And therefore, we can bring a raya from birchas kohanim to tefillah and adarab. Al pi'ana anachum vinim that b'derech klal you normally can't bring a raya from a bracha to tefillah because they're not domos, they're not similar. Bracha is hamshacham and amakor shebeseder ishtalshalus. Uvezeh ikar kamuvan malat hamitbarech vanagato. There it depends on the mizbarech. He has to be roy. So if there's a chisaron lamata, then he can't get the bracha. So you have to be meiser the mania, the ikuv shemitzadam is barach, mashen kein tefila, the yin of tefila is lifo ratzon chadosh, and now your ratzon, a new ratzon. Hamshach lemala misay the rishtal shalos. So that's talib malas of ispal, bein af gamina kol kach, hamatzav bonim tzadam shemitpalim avuro. It matters not so much the person you're davening for, it matters the person who's doing the davening, because the hamshach is lemala misay the rishtal shalos. So therefore, even if there's a chisaron here lemala, lemata, we don't care, because it's outside of the normal realm of how things work. And therefore, if even there's no hachan of the makabel, the bracha still works. And based on this, there's no raya muchrachas from bracha stam to tefillah, because we can be mechal, like a bracha means that in a bracha we understand why Amshach or Yaakovanim aren't included in the bracha, because they show that they don't want the bracha. And therefore the bracha is ineffective, like it says, V'loi fuchav eitz bebracha, says in the Tohilim Kuftes, V'lochav eitz bebracha b'terechag m'meni, since you don't want the bracha, m'derech m'meli, you're far from me. Because bracha is nogea matzav ha-mizbarech. Ma'ashen kein tefila, harei nogea kol kach matzavo, it's going for l'malam, we say the rishtal shlus, it doesn't matter what is matzav, and therefore even the makabel doesn't want it. Nevertheless, it could be that the tefila sheshatz is going to be pol pulasa. So that's when a normal bracha. There is an equation between Berachas Kohanim and Tefillah. So therefore the Raya is a good Raya. The Raya the Gemara brings a good Raya from one to the other, from Berachas Kohanim to Tefillah. Berachas Kohanim and Tefillah are equal in that both of them are l'malam yisedir shtal shalos. And there's no nafkamina what the Ratzin and the Darag of Nizbarach is. V'afal pichain, what do we see? That in order to be mamshich the bracha, l'malam yisedir shtal shalos, you need a hachanam. So you're not going to be the mamshich, ben lo b'tor mamshich, because it's l'malam yisedir shtal shalos, but b'tor lios kli l'kabbalah, you have to be this kli. So in tefillah, that's the end of the tefillah itself. And the bracha, it's the bracha of the Kohanim. So by tefillah, in order to be included in the tefillah, you need to have the tefillah. And by brachas Kohanim, you need the bracha of the Kohanim. They do their achanas, the tefillah sedayim, chadayim. And also the Jewish people, they're going to make themselves worthy, because they are medaktikim alatzmam. They deserve this mass upon him, like the Gemara says, and that their ma'amid atzma upon him, kineged panim. So you see that you need a hachana. You need a hachana for tefillah, and you need a hachana, you need some sort of kli also for Berachas Kohanim. That's the Gemara's raya. Just like in the hachana Berachas Kohanim, in order to be makabel what comes from the ma'al, let me say the rishtal shalos, it's not enough the hachana of the Kohen himself. In other words, the guf ha-bracha that is mevarach be'ava, and achon of netilas yadayim, shekodim ha-bracha v'chadoimeh. Rather, has to be achon also mitzad makabel ha-bracha, shi'amot panim keneged panim, if he's not anus. When he's honest, he can't help it. But when he's not honest, then he has to be ma'amid panim keneged panim. Kamo kem betfila. That's also bringing from l'malam yisedir shtal shalos. And they have to do avodas ha-tfila, but there also has to be an avod mitzad adam shemispalim avro if he's not honest, in order to be mamshich l'malam yisedir shtal shalos. And therefore the maskana is that the shliach tzibur is motzi dafka sa'am shebesados, but not shebeir. Because the people shebeir are expected to come daven themselves. And if they didn't do anything themselves, then they can't get the bracha. Just like Berachas Kohanim, if you don't do anything yourself, you're not mamid panim neged panim mol the Kohanim, you don't get the bracha. So as the Gemara is equating tefillah and Berachas Kohanim, and that both, you have to do something. Both, it also requires a chana mitzad ha-makabal, even though it's l'malam yisedir shtal shalos. But Berachas Kohanim, it's standing mul panim neged panim, and being machmer al atzman ad kezayis ad kebeitza, yisa Hashem panav elecha, Hashem is nosei panim, for roi. That's how the achanas that's required there, and if they can't, then they're honest, they get the bracha. And by tefillah also, they also have to do their achana. You can't get it without achana. So what do you need by tefillah? By tefillah, you have to daven. And if you don't, then you're not going to get the tefillah's not going to work. They're not multi the people of Beer, only the people of Asadus. However, we can say that the Raya of the Gemara is even stronger. Mikol Shekain. It said, Amayla Nosefet, Shish Berachos Kohanim Aliyah Tefillah. What does that mean? That there's this extra Maila of Berachos Kohanim, and there's a Kol Shekain over Tefillah. That the Shatz is multi assumption of Sadhus Udafka when there are nine people listening to him. And if not, he's like a Yachid. And Memela, he's not multi the Eino Baki or the Amshav Sados. His Eino Baki is also multi. But if there has to be Tisha Shomin, Mashen Berachos Kohanim, even in an ear or Beis Knesset that they're all Kohanim, then is they all Duchen? And who are they blessing? The Amshav Sados, they don't have to be Tisha Shomin. Now, it's the chiluk between Berachos Kohanim and Tefillah. But Tefillah, Daf Gai Dei Tisha Shomen Lo, there's a Metzias of Shliach Tzibur, and he can be Motzi them. Mashiach Berachos Kohanim, the Kohen doesn't need the Metzias Koyach of Tisha Shomen Lo. And the reason is can be understood. If we understand the Maila and the Pradach of Shabracha La Tefillah, Tefillah is Beloshon Bakoshak Shem Vakshim Ein Vadaut Shetit Malaya Bakasha. Bepnei Shehashbai Natulia Mevakesh. Tefillah is a Bakasha. And you know that Bakasha is going to be Mismale, because the Ashba isn't tolerating you. She came Bracha as Bilashin Tzivu, Bilashin Aftacha. She mitzave kabiyachol. She Ashbu in Ploni Laploni. Not a Bakasha, it's like a Tzivu or Aftacha. And the reason for the Chilik is that Batfila, the Mispalel, is Lamata. And he's Mavaki Shalamali Ashbu in Ploni. It's just a Bakasha. She came Bracha, Mavarech is a Majrega Shalamala Me'amokor Shememenu Ba Bracha. And therefore give him a tzav of the bracha. That's why the higher the person you get the bracha from, the more likely it is to be fulfilled, because he can tap into the source. So earlier on we said parenthetically that tefillah is l'mala mibracha. So that's no geya l'makor shemishanim shechas hashpah. The shpah of bracha is Mimakosh of a Seder Stashlis, and the Shpah of Tfilah is Mokosh of Lamalami Seder Stashlis, Mokosh of Lamalami Seder Stashlis. Avobanogela Adam Amivarech, of Adam Amispalil, the Mispalil is lower than the Makor of Hashpah, and the Mivarech is higher than the Makor of the Hashpah. So, because then we can understand there's a Mile of a Birchas Kohanim ala Tfilah. Because in Birchas Kohanim there are two Miles, the Makor Shemishanim Shechas Hashpah, the Malami Seder Stashlis. In Berachas Kohanim, Vim Zeh Amrat Torah, that it's a bracha. You know, it's lamalam yisedir shtalshus, like tefillah, but it's still a bracha, not a bakasha. Now, the Kohanim Berachas lamalam adregazu of where the bracha is coming from. As he's been makom nala biyoser, he's in a very, very high place, and therefore he could be mitzavah the hashpa, even in a madrega shalamalam yisedir shtalshus. So it emerges then that even though, with respect to the Madrega Shem Misham Nimshechat HaHashpa'a, there's an equation between Berachos Kohanim and Tefillah. But B'dargas HaOdam HaMispalel V'Kohen HaMivarech, they're different. Shem Mispalel is Lamata U'Mivakesh Yashpil, V'Kohen HaMivarech is Lamala. B'Madrega Gami Makor HaHashpa'a, because this Makor HaHashpa'a is Lamala Miseder Shtashlus. And based on this we can understand why the Shliach Tzibur needs the Nesinas Koch Meshom and the Kohen Mevarech doesn't need it. The Shliach Tzibur is Mispala Lemata, he's down here, and therefore he needs the Nesinas Koch of the nine people listening, that he could be Mispala Mimotzi Dei Choyva. But the Kohen Mevarech Nimsa Lemala B'Yosem Yisedir Shtalshalos, and therefore he doesn't need a Nesinas Koch Meyuchad. Now it's very sweet, the Hochach of the Gemara. The Gemara is Raya. Mibirchas Kohanim Latfilim Mikol Shekein. Madoch Birchas Kohanim. That the Kohen Hamivarech doesn't need Nesinas Koyach, and there's no Pe'ula Me'amiz Barchim, because they are in the Sados. Nevertheless, Am Shachori HaKohanim aren't included in the Bracha, because there has to be Hachonas HaMiz Barchim in order to be Mekabel B'Ashpa. So Madach by Birchos Koyhanim, that he doesn't need Nesinas Koyach. Nevertheless, and there's no pool of the Mizbarachim, because they're in the Sados, and they get the Bracha. Nevertheless, Am Shel Chorei HaKohanim are included in the bracha because they have to be there has to be Achanas HaMizbracha and Rilakabal HaShpah. Kol Shekhen Batfilah Shehashliach Tzibur Tzarich LeNetinat Koach. Certainly Tfilah, the Shliach Tzibur, where he needs the Nesinas Koach, he needs the Teisha Shaman. So Mikol Shekhen there has to be Achanam Mitzadat Tzibur. And therefore those who aren't honest, Anashim Sheba'ir, aren't Yotzei Tfilah Shliach Tzibur. That's the Gemara's raya, that if you're not ones, you're not yotze the tefillah. Kol shekhen b'brichas kohanim, where he doesn't need an asinas kohen, you still need a pula from the mizbarachim. You still need them to face him. So certainly by tefillah, they have to do theirs, because that's there. You do need their asinas kohen of the listeners. So mela, they also if they're of shebeir, they're not going to be yotze only shebesam shebesados. Ve'al pizeh. In other words, if the Dargis HaKoyen, when he's blessing the Jewish people, is Lemalam Yisayder Shtalshalus or not, and therefore, and with that, it's totally the Machlokas, if we need a Pasuk Miyuchat Shakarish Baruch Hu Maskim Ala Brachas, like we're about to explain. We explained earlier that the reason that Birchas Kohanim can bring an inyan chadash, hagavah misharsha mekor shalom mizbarach, is because the kohanim do it b'shlichus shakadosh baruch hu, and since he's not mugbal chas v'shalom mishum medidas v'agbalos, his bracha has, and also the brachas of those who bless b'shlichuso, the koach to go lemalam yisayder ishtal shalos. Aval ze gufa afshal afaresh b'shnei ofanim. Number one, we can say that since the bracha b'foyal is said mipi baser v'dam, she'ein b'kocho mitzad atzmo lahamshich milimala me'eshtal shalut. He needs a koyach miyuchad that this bracha should be mamshich milimala miseder eshtal shalut. In other words, even though the Mavari is Mavarach b'shlichus v'shakadosh baruch hu, nevertheless, there are a number of dargus in shlichus. Famous Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Lekach Tov, at the beginning. So also Berachas Kohanim, we can say that the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mityached, is not mitatsem, is not 4G unity with the bracha of Baser V'dam. And there are details in which the bracha of a baser v'dam is limited, and therefore we need a koyach miyuchad that this bracha should also be the bracha of a kadosh baruch hu. Another way of understanding this, that the bracha of the kohanim that bring this inyan chadash hagavoh misharsha umekor shalom izbarech, because they're going b'shlichus shel kadosh baruch hu, that since he's doing b'shlichus shel kadosh baruch hu, harei maisa shlich misyaches es lamishaleach, so the bracha itself has the koach to be mamshich milamala miseder ishtal shalas. In other words, the koach of a kadosh baruch hu is misatzen with the bracha of the koach, with the bracha of the kohen, and memela the dag of the kohen himself based on bracha is lemala me'eshtal shalus. And we could say like this, that according to Rabbi Akiva, birchas kohanim mitzad atzma is birchas baser v'dam, like the first often we explain. It's taka bracha baser v'dam. And therefore, you need a special pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maskim al yadam. And that's the pasuk, like the Gemara says, tchulin memtes, v'ani avarachem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maskim to the bracha. In other words, there's a koyach miyuchad in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the bracha should be the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'lemala mishtal shalus. And that's the parish HaKadosh Baruch Hu maskim al yodam, that it should be l'mala. Hashem is maskim in the sense that now it's going to be l'mala miseder ishtal shalus, as the place where the brachas of Hashem come from. Even though mitzad atzma, the brachas of brachas baser v'dam. So we need a special pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maskim al yodam. My Sha'en Kane Rabbi Yishmael, who's Kahana Misayeya, and he's Magdil Koach Kahani. He helps the Kohanim. And Ladas Rabbi Yishmael, he's Mechazek the Koach of Kohanim. Ladato, Berachas Kohanim Mitzad Atzma is this Koach. You don't need a special pasuk. You don't need any of our chaim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is masking that it should come to Malam Yisayder Ishtal Shalus. It should be HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dike Baracha. No, Madaf is Nisht. It's automatic. And therefore, you don't need the Va'ani Barachem that Kodesh Baruch Hu is masking all Yodim. It's Pashut that Hashem is masking that it's coming to Malam Yisayder Ishtal Shalus. And that's Rabbi Shmuel's Maseya Kahana. He gives the Koach to the Kohanim that they're Baruch Hu Mitzad Atzma. Maisa Shliach Misyachesis La Mishaleach. The Maisa the Shliach, the Kohanim is Yachis to Hashem. They don't need this special Koach. It's Pashut that it's going to be Lamalam Yisayder Ishtal Shalus. ובסגנון אחר קצת עניין ברכת כהנים כמו שהוא במקור למעלה מסדר השטל שלוס is given completely to the bailus of the Kohanim. They don't need any more askamas. It's posture they have the bailus. ועל פי זה מובן that according to Rabbi Akiva the bracha to the Kohanim is a bracha שבבחינס השטל שלוס. Because ledato birkat kohanim be'etzem fi shenemeret mipi ha-kohanim is not lamala miseder shtal shalus. The birkas kohanim be'etzem because it said mipi ha-kohanim. So you can't say then that the mesubav, that the bracha to the kohanim that comes through the bracha that they bless the Jewish people is going to be on a higher madrega than the Siba, the bracha that they bless the Jewish people. The bracha that they bless the Jewish people is betoch seder shtalshlis. And they need an asiyas koch miyucha, they need a special pasuk that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make it l'malam yiseder shtalshalus. But the birchas kohanim be'etzem is betoch seder shtalshalus. So how is it going to be that the mesubav, that they're going to get a bracha themselves l'malam yiseder shtalshalus, even though the bracha they're giving is betoch seder shtalshalus? Can't be. The mesubav can't be greater than the siba. And therefore it's muchuch to say that the bracha that the Kohanim get is mebchinat ishtal shalus. The bracha mitzad atzma is a birchas baser v'dam. And therefore you need a special pasuk that Hashem is maskim to the bracha they give the Yisrael. But since the bracha be'etzim is a bracha baser v'dam, since the bracha be'etzim is betoch seder ishtal shalus, so now when the Kohanim are blessed, it's also going to be Toch Seder Ishtal Shalus. And that's the Pasuk V'avarecha Mevarechecha. That even works, like Tosis brings, that even works for Goyim. When the Goy blesses a Jew, he's blessed. And with Pashtus, it's B'toch Seder Ishtal Shalus. So the bracha that the Kohanim themselves are getting is going to be M'pchinas Ishtal Shalus, in that realm, in the realm of the normal way of doing things, the normal spiritual emanations. Mashenkein L'das Rabbi Shmuel, that Birkas Kohanim is B'etzem M'pchinas L'malam Yiseder Ishtal Shalus. That's Misayeo Magdil HaBracha Shemizbarachim Kani. He's Misayeo Kani. Because he says that the bracha B'etzem is hard. We don't need a pasuk to tell you V'ani Avarachim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it a specialness of the Koach. The Baruch itself has the Koach. And the Baruch itself has the Koach. So if the Baruch itself has the Koach for the Yisrael, the Baruch itself also has the Koach L'malam Yisedr Shtal Shalos for the Kohanim too. to Mugila Lebirchas Kohanim and Makom Bracha to Yisrael. So the Kohanim are getting the same bracha as Yisrael. The Malam Yisrael Ishtal Shalus from Birchas Kohanim, from Vani Avarchem. In other words, it's coming from Vani. For Rabbi Akiva, the bracha of the Kohanim is not coming from the Vani. It's not coming from the Lamala Miseder Ishtal Shalus. It's coming from lower, from the Seder Ishtal Shalus, from Vavarcham Varechacha. Mashenken, according to Rabbi Shmoel, Kahana Messiah Kahana, he gives the bracha special koach. What's the special koach he gives it? That it should be that the bracha itself has the koach that's lamala miseder shtalshus. So it's pashut. That's the way it is for Yisrael. That's the way for it is for the kohanim. But according to Rabbi Akiva, the bracha of the Yisrael is be'etzem betoch seder shtalshus. You need a special vani varachem to make it lamala. But the bracha of the kohanim themselves, since the bracha is be'etzem betoch seder shtalshus, that's the bracha they're getting. They're also getting the bracha betoch seder shtalshus. Only the Jews, the bracha given to the Jews, they get it from a higher place. Because there's a special Nesinas Koch, but the bracha be'etzim is betoch ha-seder. So if it's betoch ha-seder, that's the bracha the Kohanim are getting. Mashenken, according to Rebbe Yishmael, the bracha is milamala miseder ishtal shalos. That's why it's not mefurish in the pasuk of avarcha merecha, the word ani. Because the bracha that's learned from this pasuk is mepchina seder ishtal shalos. And that's Shitas Rabbi Akiva, Mashen Ken Shitas Rabbi Yishmael. It's all the Malam Yisrael Ishtal Shalos. Because Berachas Kohanim Be'etzem is Bebchina Lamalam Yisrael Ishtal Shalos. And that's Misayeya Kani. It strengthens the Koch of the Kohanim. That the Bracha they give and the Bracha they get is Lamalam Yisrael Ishtal Shalos. The Bracha itself, he doesn't need to come on to Vani Avarchem to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim al yadam. Because the bracha itself is high. It's higher than Seder Shtal Shalos. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maskim. So what does he learn from Vani Avarchem? That they get the bracha together with the Yisrael. Same Madrega. Kohanim are getting blessed just like the Yisrael. So, b'siyata d'shmaya, we saw in a flaws mitaras Hashem, and there's so much more to say on this sugya. So, hopefully, we'll be zoche to be lomo du'lamed lishma v'las l'kaim is called divrei samu taras v'yahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.